Call this meeting to order. It's our business meeting for October the 9th, 2018, 6:30 PM. Ms. Long, would you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Rashad?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Hurst?
Here. You'll rise with me to recite the pledge of allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the September the 11th, 2018 council meeting. Are there any corrections at this time? Hearing none, the minutes of September the 11th, 2018 are approved. Do we have anyone signed up for citizens' comments?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. First course of business is going to be our city administrator, Diana Gressley.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is second reading of the ordinance to consider special tax assessment for rehabilitated historic structures. That's based on the state law, the Bailey Bill, which would allow us to freeze the tax assessment for improved historic properties in order to encourage redevelopment of those properties. Nothing's changed since first reading.
Thank you. Do I have a motion? Yes, Mr. Gooch?
Thank you, Mayor and Council. I'll move on second reading. We approve ordinance 2018-02, special tax assessment for rehabilitated historic property.
Second. Have a motion from Mr. Gooch with multiple seconds. Discussion? Yes, Mr. Gooch?
Just so folks, if they ever listen later, know we're not just breezing through this. Can you give us a brief synopsis of what we're going over, please?
Yes. Essentially, what we're doing is, it's based on the Bailey Bill. As I mentioned, Greenville County also has a similar ordinance. The city of Greenville does as well. You can choose a period to freeze the tax assessed valuation anywhere between 1 year and 20 years. This ordinance has chosen a 10-year frozen period. So it would allow Mr. Knutson and myself to work at staff level with various developers who have properties that are registered on the National Register of Historic Places. Based on their site plan and what they intend to do with the property, we could then work out, deal with them to keep the property assessed valuation at the current level, even though they'll be making improvements to the property for a period up to 10 years. So that if they're putting, say, a $2 million improvement into the property for tax purposes with the city and Greenville County, there would be no increase in the taxes they would pay over that period. It does not affect special purpose districts, the school district. It would just be the city and the county if they cooperate as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Councilmember Rashad.
Madam Mayor, I motion that we approve upon second reading of ordinance 2018-03, Councilmember City Contracts Relationship, that we approve.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Have a motion and a second being from Ms. Houlihan. Discussion? Yes, Ms. Rashad?
This is a question for Mr. Holmes. On page two, number six, under restrictions, we never set any sort of a penalty for a violation. Do we need to do that before we approve?
No, what that's supposed to be showing is that the violation, well, there is a violation penalty set. It's section 1-104, which is the general penalty, which means it's 30 days in jail or $500 fine, which is the maximum by law that the city can assess.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other discussion? Yes, Ms. Kelly?
I have one question on 1-104, number three. The city shall not pay in any form anyone serving on city council or a department head employed by the city for completing contracted work?
That was in the memorandum that Ms. Rashad prepared, and that passed out of committee of the whole. But that's what was proposed, that not only can the city not contract, but staff is forbidden from issuing checks and payment to any council member for any contracted work.
So would contracted work have been voted on, essentially, or no?
There's a lot of work that could be done by the city that's not actually done through a bid process. So for example, department heads in their budget, if they have a maintenance budget and they need something worked on, they could actually seek proposals, and depending on the amount of the proposal, it could be just by simply phone calls. And if they were to issue those contracts and ask work, this basically says you can do that, but if you get a contract and do the work, don't expect us to pay for it, because this ordinance says we're not going to pay for it.
Okay, so would staff be diligent in making sure they do not contract out work? I mean, is this something that they would be?
Actually, the burden would be on the member of council.
Not to?
In other words, it's if you violate this ordinance and you do this, this ordinance says we will not pay you, so okay. We just got free work.
So we're all aware of this.
Okay. All right. Anyone else? Mr. Goode.
Yeah, just a quick statement. I do appreciate the letter and spirit of this, and it has been scaled back considerably from the original proposal. But I do think it is redundant. I think it is already covered in state law considerably, especially there's several parts in which are already covered by state law, they're repeated. I don't agree with this, because the council ultimately holds the responsibility to say yes or no to anything we choose to do within the law. And I think we're in some ways abdicating our responsibility by simply making a rule and saying, let's not do this anymore. And I'm not a big proponent of abdicating my responsibility. I know I'm probably a lone voice up here in that, and I totally understand that. But I just don't agree with it. I just want to put that on the record. Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Next we have Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is second reading of an ordinance to allow for the city to participate in the Municipal Association's set-off debt collection program. It basically is authorizing the Department of Revenue and the Municipal Association to act on our behalf to collect unpaid debts for the city.
Okay. Do I have a motion? Mr. Cummings?
Make a motion to approve the second reading ordinance 2018-04 set-off debt collection.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Cummings, being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes. Sorry. Thank you. Next we have Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of the council. This would be second reading of the ordinance to establish a plan review and construction inspection fee schedule for the city. Essentially, what we would do upon passing of this ordinance would be to go through a procurement process and select an engineering firm to act on our behalf. When new developments are coming into the city, the developer would be required to pay the fees listed here, and the engineer would then be working as a contractor for the city and representing the city's interest in inspecting construction work and reviewing plans and design of the project before construction would start.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a motion? Mr. Hutchings?
I make a motion to approve on second reading ordinance 2018-06 capacity fees for new sewer connections.
No, 75.
That was the wrong one.
I make a motion to approve on second reading ordinance 2018-05 plan review and construction inspection fees.
Thank you. I have a motion for Mr. Hutchings, being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion? Yes, Mr. Cummings.
Ms. Gracely, if there is a positive vote on this, when will this take effect?
The procurement process would take us a couple of months to complete. I would suspect January 1, any plans that come in for review after January 1st.
Okay.
We would be prepared to impose those fees and have an engineer ready to do plan review and design and construction inspections.
Okay. Further discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is second reading of an ordinance to establish capacity fees for new sewer connections. Essentially, as we've discussed before, the city is embarking currently on a major sewer rehabilitation project to add capacity to the system. And in order to build cash reserves, we have looked at a fee structure to have new developments pay a capacity fee at the time they make that sewer connection in addition to the tap fee.
Okay. Have a motion? Mr. Gooch.
Thank you. I move we approve on second reading ordinance number 2018-06, capacity fees for new sewer connections.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Gooch being seconded by Mr. Hutchings. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. You have a resolution in front of you for matching funding for a FEMA grant and also authorizing staff to complete the application for FEMA funding. This would be to provide backup generators for Public Works, for the gas pumps there, for the activity in Senior Center, and for City Hall so that we could continue operations in the event of a power outage. The matching money would be budgeted in next year's budget.
Thank you. Have a motion? Ms. Kelly?
I make a motion to approve resolution 2018-07 FEMA grant.
Second.
Have a motion for Ms. Kelly being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Ms. Kelly.
Make a motion to approve first reading of ordinance 2018-07 supermajority.
Second.
Have a motion for Ms. Kelly being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. As we discussed at Committee of the Whole last month, Chief Williams and I are looking at an incentive program to encourage firefighters to seek paramedic certification. And this would basically provide an incentive bonus at the completion of that training. The city would seek grants to pay for the tuition. A lot of the classroom time, if possible, would be completed by the firefighters during their shift work, but there would also be numerous times when they would have to go to class on days off, and this would just provide a bonus at the completion, the successful completion of the training.
Okay. Have a motion? Yes, Ms. Rocha.
Madam Mayor, I motion that we approve incentive bonuses for EMT and paramedic training.
A motion, do I have a second?
Second.
Being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Next, we have first reading of ordinance AXZ-2018-05, proposed annexation, rezoning of property along Fowler Road. Mr. Knudsen.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. Just as a little quick reminder, this is the pretty large property off of Fowler and Howard Drive. Nothing has changed since this was presented to you at the Committee of the Whole. It was delayed 1 month just for them to be able to work out some sewer things, and everything is looking good. So again, staff fully supports this proposal for annexation, and they have had a unanimous vote of 7-0 by the planning commission at the August 7th meeting. No public comments at that meeting.
Do you have a motion? Mr. Gooch?
I think Mr. Cummings made it too.
Either or.
I'll do it. Excuse me, I move we accept on first reading ordinance AXZ 2018-05, proposed annexation and rezoning of property along Fowler Road.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Gooch being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion? Ms. Rochette?
Mr. Knutson, how many acres, can you refresh my memory, is that chunk of property?
Approximately 80.52 acres.
Thank you.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Knutson, second reading of Z-2018-04, proposed rezoning of property located at 219 Ladine Court.
This will be the second reading for the rezoning to the Business Industrial District. Again, this is being proposed by an individual who's looking to do a small production plant, if you will, but it's mostly desk assembly work, so there won't be any noxious fumes, a lot of odors, things like that, a lot of noise being produced at this facility. And this is just, again, a little rendering of the building that he's looking to put in application. And nothing has changed since first reading.
Okay. Do you have a motion? Ms. Rochette?
Madam Mayor, I move that we approve on second reading Z-2018-04, proposed rezoning of property located at 219 Lydian Court.
Okay, do I have a second?
Second.
Second from Ms. Houlihan. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Second reading of TX-2018-02, miscellaneous refinements to the city's land development regulations. Mr. Knutson.
So this is being proposed in order to better serve our developers and to clarify processes that we currently tell the developers or the county when they really need to come to us. So that kind of puts the wording in there to clarify that. And it also, in order to help offset our time and our advertisements for projects, we're increasing the fee for plan review and making it a little less confusing. It was all broken up and kind of hard to interpret. So we're just looking to change to a flat $100 base fee, $5 per lot with no maximum. And nothing has changed since last reading.
Do I have a motion? Mr. Hutchings.
Make the motion to approve on second reading of TX-2018-02, miscellaneous refinements to the city's land development regulations.
I have a motion for Mr. Hutchings being seconded by Ms. Rochette. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Feeling all right, Mr. Cummings?
We have reached the end of our agenda for the night. Mayor, I move we adjourn. I have a motion to adjourn with a second. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We're adjourned.